Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
And we are the Pleasure Mechanics. In this podcast, we share expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience the sex life you crave. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question for future episodes by coming on over to pleasuremechanics.com and hitting the Ask Us Anything button. And while you're there, check out our complete suite of online multimedia courses designed to help you master new erotic skills and become an amazing lover. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about how to have the best sex ever. It's part three of our three-part series. We started with romance, we talked about flirtation, seduction, and initiation, and now we've entered the bedroom and we're talking about our favorite tips so you can have the best sex ever.
Let's be clear, these tips are not going to help you have amazing sex if you are disconnected from your lover and haven't had sex in months or years, or are angry and resentful towards one another. These tips are about taking good sex to great sex. And in the previous parts of this series, we've talked about romance and seduction and flirtation as a way of getting you in the mood for sex. And so those steps are essential for setting the stage to having great sex. So if you haven't listened to those episodes, please go back and listen to the past two episodes and put those strategies into practice first so you can create the foundation for having amazing sex. Because the truth is, you can only have great sex when you both show up with an open heart and excitement and desire for one another, and you cultivate that desire out of the bedroom. So great sex starts long before you ever get naked. And that's what the previous two episodes were about, creating that foundation. So we're going to start from the place of assuming that you are excited about one another, you're both in the mood for sex. And here are our favorite tips for making that sex unforgettable. And these tips are not quick magic pills. They are strategies. And like any other strategy, you get to experiment with them, try them out one at a time, and see what works for you. And keep coming back to them, because sometimes a strategy might not work in one moment, but a week or a month later, it'll be the perfect thing. So hear us out about these 10 strategies, think about them, put them into practice one at a time, and think of it as a grand experiment in pleasure, and just be really curious about what might work for you. So tip number one, and we're kind of going in order here about how it would flow from the beginning to the end of a lovemaking session,
is to build anticipation. And this is a lot of what we talked about in the last few episodes, but it's essential to spend some time thinking about the kind of experience you are craving. What is it that you want to be experiencing in bed? And then sharing that vision with your lover and seeing if they feel interested in it and if they get excited about it. This is part of seducing one another into having the sort of experiences you are craving.
So what might this look like?
If you think about how much attention goes into planning a wedding, there's so much care put into what kind of experience you're having, the kind of vibe, every detail is paid attention to. So if we can bring any kind of attention to the kind of sex we want to be having and having conversations about it, planning, Imagining what's possible.
Right, because some people think planning makes it less romantic, but there's nothing unromantic about planning a wedding and thinking about the experience you want to have together. And even a birthday party gets more planning than most people's sex lives.
Right.
And so if you shift that attitude that planning takes the spontaneity and romance out of it, and instead think about planning as creating the experience that you want and curating your erotic life with attention, it shifts your attitude and it makes it fun. It makes it sexy. It makes it romantic. Because what's more romantic than dedicating some time and energy into your mutual pleasure together? It makes it clear that it's a priority to both of you. And what does this planning look like? It doesn't have to be, okay, at 8:04 p.m. you're going to caress my breast, right? That's not the planning we're talking about. We're talking more about the kind of planning where you think about what is your body craving, and you realize you're stressed, you're worn out, and to get in an erotic zone, you're going to need some transition time. So then you think about what might that look like? And you realize that at 7 o'clock, there's a yoga class. So you say to your partner, I'm going to go to this yoga class at 7. I'll be home at 8. Let's have dinner. And then I'd love to relax with you before we move into the bedroom. And that's kind of a way of setting the stage of I'm going to take care of myself. We're going to have dinner, talk a bit, connect, and then go into the bedroom. And that's a different plan than saying to your lover, meet me in the hotel lobby at 8. Wear no panties. I'm going to ravish you and leave you breathless. And then you take care of all of the details. All she has to do is show up with no panties on, and she knows she's going to be taken. That's a different date night altogether. And you can send each other texts, you can send each other emails, you can have conversations earlier in the week. And it's really about getting on the same page about where you're at, what you want, and how to make that happen.
So it's about mining your fantasies for what you want to be experiencing. Because in different stages of life, we want different things. And this is a way to make sure that you're having the kind of sex that you really want to be having in this moment.
And this might feel foreign to you, because a lot of couples just kind of think that sex unfolds naturally and meet up in bed and let whatever happens happen. But when that is your strategy, you end up having routine sex, you get bored, and you may not have the chance to express your authentic desires. And you can put this strategy into practice slowly. And so maybe your first communication, your first planning of a sex date night is just something as simple as, I would really love full body touch and to feel you all over me before we move on to anything else. A simple request like that, or I've been fantasizing a lot about anal recently. Do you think we can make time to go there?
Or I would love to spend a whole bunch of time in foreplay. Can you please go down on me for ages before we think about sex? These can be simple requests.
And you might be listening to this thinking, that doesn't sound so simple at all to say that out loud to my lover. So just think about what baby step could you take towards communicating your desires? What request could you make to make your next sex date what you want it to be? And that, again, can be very, very simple. Let's slow down this time. Let's explore spanking.
I feel nervous or embarrassed to say this, but next time we are in bed together, I would love for you to...
blank.
Yeah. You know, you can acknowledge that that feels hard to say. I feel like sometimes then people can listen more attentively. Or as we were saying, write their little note. We recommend that often because it can be less intimidating and you can really phrase it as you want to. And it can give somebody time to process it and you can have a conversation about it later. There are a lot of good ways that that makes sense. So really this whole step is about figuring out what you most want in bed and then communicating it and then building anticipation. It's really a lot of steps actually in one step. But we've spent a few other podcasts talking about these subjects, so...
Moving on, tip number 2 is...
prepare yourself. This is something that a lot of people don't do before sex, but if you think about a lot of other things that we have in life, going out to a dinner with somebody else, going to play a sports game, there are all sorts of things where you prepare yourself. Often in dating, we take some time to prepare ourselves for our date. In a long-term relationship, that often gets dropped out. And traditionally in culture, when we think about getting ready for a date, it is often about looking good. Maybe you'll have a shower, maybe you'll shave, you'll put on some perfume. But what we love to focus on is getting in the mood to feel good. So it's a slightly different twist on it. You can, if looking good is important to you, great, do that as well. But there's another piece of getting in your body, feeling your body, getting your body primed and ready to go on a physical adventure. Because sex is a physical game, it's an adventure, it's something you experience together, but it's in your body. So what makes you feel best in your body? For me, I love to put on some music and dance. I love to give myself some massage. I take a shower, I get some oil, and I just massage my body a little bit. And this makes me feel ready for sex. It gets me more in the mood. It means that I can show up in bed with more interest and attention because I've primed myself a little bit. And people have all sorts of things. Some people will love to go work out. Other people will love to go take a sauna and steam. And some people like to read erotica. You know, any of the yoga classes, you have to figure out what works best for you. Or you don't have to, but you can figure out what works best for you so you can show up in the bedroom with more interest and having prepared yourself.
Beautiful. Yes. So whatever steps you take, it's about getting your mind and body focused on pleasure, ready for an experience, and in the game. And if you think about sports preparation, athletes go through all sorts of rituals before a big game to get in the zone. And if you think about sex as a physical event you're preparing for, you can start figuring out for yourself what gets you there. And we encourage couples to take separate time to do these little rituals, these preparations, before they meet up for their date night. And this just lets you have that transition time. It gets your mind focused. You can put away your to-do list. And again, it starts building that anticipation and you come together more ready for an experience. And for a lot of people, personal grooming is a big part of this. And showering, shaving, putting on perfume or cologne, whatever makes you feel sexy and ready to go.
But the essence of it is really transitioning from your everyday life and beginning to relax your body.
So once you've built anticipation and you have prepared yourself, tip number three is to have set the stage for sex. And what this means is preparing the space that you're going to be having sex in. And you might have done this before you prepared your body, but you're entering the space, so we put it as number three. Whatever. Do in whatever order you want. This means preparing the space that you're going to be making love in. And this might mean splurging on a hotel room. Hotel rooms are amazing because they're blank slates. There's nothing in it that reminds you of your day-to-day life and your to-do list. You can meet in the lobby and then transition upstairs and have a sexy kiss in the elevator. And hotels are amazing, even if they're in your hometown, even if you get a great deal on an online website. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be fancy. And if you can afford it, that is an amazing way to create the space for making love. Or you prepare your home, and you can do this earlier in the day. You clean your house, you get rid of clutter, and you focus on your bedroom and make it somewhere that you want to get into a pleasure zone, somewhere where you can relax and make love without any distractions. This can mean clean sheets, putting a bunch of flowers in the room, candlelight if you want, but it can also be as simple as getting rid of the dirty laundry and making the bed and getting the used tissues from your nightside table.
Right. You can make this as complicated and elaborate as you want or as simple as you need.
But it's about setting an intention and it's about focusing on honoring the space where you're going to be having this experience together. And for a lot of people, this helps them, again, make that transition and prepare themselves for what's about to happen. Again, think about a birthday party. If you're hosting some friends, you're going to clean your house. Some people go crazy and clean everything and make it spotless. Other people just neaten up a bit and make sure that there's enough clean glasses for their friends. But it's about that preparation that makes the party happen. And so if the party's in your bedroom, prepare it and prepare yourself. And this gets everyone in the right zone.
Yep, absolutely.
Tip number four
is about going off script. Most of us have a script of what we do when we get into bed. We have a routine that we go through often when we are having sex with
kiss,
the same
kiss,
person.
Touch, touch, lick, lick, suck, suck, fuck, fuck.
Well, you're lucky if you get the lick, lick, and the suck, suck in the middle there. Probably for most people. But
yeah,
there's a routine and there's nothing wrong with that. It can be a good thing that you have going.
Well, what's wrong with it is people get bored.
Right, but there are some times where you want to shake that up a little. It's okay to have a go-to sex system that works. But yes, for having the best sex ever, one needs a little novelty.
And so what this means is ahead of time, telling yourself that you're not going to fall into the same routine. And you can shake this up by doing a number of things. You can initiate sex in a different way. You can give your lover a little bit of a striptease or a lap dance instead of just taking off your clothes and getting under the covers. you can start with something like a massage, which of course we are huge fans of, which changes the routine enough that what follows after it will be different. And you can change your routine by, in that planning stage, in that anticipation stage, choosing to focus on a particular sex act. So you can say, tonight we're going to focus all on her pleasure, and we're going to give her a massage, and then I'm going to go down on her, and I'm going to give her all of this amazing full body touch while licking her clit, and then I'm going to fuck her silly until she's in this just blissed out zone. And of course, he's going to get some pleasure in that, but by focusing on one specific erotic experience, you can make this encounter feel really special. And guys, don't feel left out, because it's equally important to set aside time for your erotic experience. And if you're into something like prostate massage or pegging, or just want to feel like a king for a night and get a striptease, get a lap dance, be touched all over and teased with her tits in your face, get an amazing long blowjob, and then have her ride you while you're sitting in a chair drinking whiskey. If that's what you want, and you can clearly ask for that, then you can create a date night that's all about you. And this taking turns is one way to shake up the routine, but it's not the only one. You can really get playful and creative with your date nights, and by taking it off script and putting in a few elements of novelty, the whole experience will feel heightened.
If any of these acts feel really intimidating, we have an entire handbook on how to give a great lap dance, for instance, in our foreplay course. Because we're throwing out these ideas that can feel intimidating, but we have broken them down and give you a really clear, easy, simple, unintimidating way of exploring these sorts of erotic skills. If you want more guidance in how to offer these experiences more confidently, definitely check out our foreplay course.
Beautiful. So after you have chosen to go off script and create a little bit of novelty and newness in your experience, our next tip is to slow way down. Slowing down is probably one of the most powerful erotic techniques out there.
And it's surprising, but we often move through touching one another with a lot of speed. Sometimes that's because of anxiety and wanting to make sure we're getting it done, and there's a feeling of scarcity. But really, if you begin just slowing down and going slower than you ever possibly could imagine, it gives the other person time to really feel what you're doing, and that can feel really delicious.
The word here is savor. Slow down and savor one another. Acknowledge that you have time to let the erotic experience unfold. And again, we're not talking about a random quickie on a Wednesday night here. We're talking about special date nights, whether that's for Valentine's Day, your birthday, or if you've just set aside a night, gotten a babysitter, and you have time together, take that time and savor one another. Slow everything down. And here we mean both on the big picture and on the little picture. So in the big picture, slow down taking off your clothes. Spend time just kissing and feeling your lips on one another and kissing one another's necks and shoulders before you take one another's clothes off. And then in each touch, in each kiss, slow that down. So instead of just going right into trying to create that passionate, enrapturing energy of consuming one another, taste one another, slow it down, move your lips and your hands way slower than you do normally. And as Charlotte said, that gives your body time to really feel one another. And it starts bringing your desire up to a boil. It allows your body enough time to really get present to pleasure, start craving one another. And the truth is, all erotic activities feel better if you are craving it before it happens. And so if you're ready for your lover's hands to be on your body and they hold out for a little bit and make you want it and tease you a bit, when they finally caress your naked skin, it's going to feel so much better than if they had just rushed into it.
Absolutely. And getting creative with this, really taking time to kiss the insides of their wrists, kiss up their arms to the inside of their elbow, taking time to touch these parts of one another that we often skip over can create a really different experience of sensuality and sexuality than we often get to experience.
And of course, this is where we love massage and starting lovemaking with massage, because massage is the opportunity to focus on touching the full body, creating relaxation, creating the conditions for higher arousal through full body relaxing touch. And massage can transition beautifully into foreplay. First you're massaging, and then you're teasing a little bit, and then you're kissing their beautifully oiled, relaxed skin. And this can be a beautiful way to start slow so you can get even higher. So step six is all about building more arousal. And this goes hand in hand with slowing down, because the longer you take to build arousal, the higher your arousal can get. And when you have more arousal, your orgasms become much more powerful and the sex feels much more fulfilling. A lot of people think about orgasm as the peak of an erotic experience. The truth is, we are capable of having orgasms at a relatively low level of arousal. What a lot of people don't realize is that you can build way more arousal than you're used to and have off the charts experiences. A lot of people just never take the time to do it.
Right. A lot of men have probably had the experience of having an orgasm and it not feeling that great, and then having other moments where the turn on and the experience is so phenomenal and the orgasm feels better. So it's really about building arousal. And as Chris was saying, we can take time to do this. So this is where full body touch, full body massage, really taking time to build the physical experience of turn on is an essential component to great sex.
And meanwhile, as you're building your physical arousal, your emotional intimacy is deepening, you're getting more and more excited about the sex, you're going deeper into the experience, and so at the end of your sexual encounter, it feels much more fulfilling. And a key component here is not rushing towards orgasm or ejaculation, but trusting that your arousal can build, that the men's erection can come and go and still be okay. A lot of times we have this frantic approach towards sex because once it's started, we want to finish as quickly as possible. And if you allow yourself instead to choose to experiment with how much arousal you can possibly build and tease one another and stretch out the experience, you may be surprised by just how much sensation you can feel. So if you find yourself getting close to experiencing orgasm or ejaculation, you can slow way down, switch activities, and choose instead to go back to building the arousal, building excitement, and prolonging the experience. Tip number seven
is about making more sound, making noise. We're not mind readers when it comes to sex, so use your sound to express when something feels good so that your lover knows they should do more of it. This is about building a positive feedback loop of communicating clearly when something feels good. And the easiest way to do that is to make sound on the exhale. If you feel uncomfortable speaking, because clearly communicating that feels really good, please can you do more of it, is great, and we can all build towards being able to verbally communicate during sex. But if that feels intimidating, just make appreciative sounds on your exhale.
And we do have a YouTube video about this that I will put on this podcast page at pleasuremechanics.com/best-ever. The bonus here is that as social sexual creatures, sexual sounds can be an amazing turn-on on their own. Hearing your lover's noises can trigger your arousal and make your experience more exciting. A lot of people love hearing their partner's pleasure, as well as seeing it and feeling it on their hands. So when you're making noise, you're really giving your lover a gift, not only in communicating what feels good, but in expressing your arousal, which will in turn get them more aroused. So just try this as an experiment. Make more noise. And of course, it helps if you're in that hotel room or if the kids aren't at home. But the thing is, a lot of people, even when the conditions are perfectly fine for them to make a lot of sound, censor themselves. We clamp down our throats and make less noise than we want to because we're ashamed of our pleasure or we're scared of embarrassing ourselves. And what would happen if you gave yourself radical permission to make noise in bed? See what happens.
But please know that the sounds that you make don't have to sound like porn soundtracks. Often those do feel forced, and they are forced, they're performances. So trying to explore what your authentic pleasure sounds sound like is a question mark. And try it out, explore, but don't feel like you have to
mimic what you hear in porn.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's performative.
A lot of people like deep grunts and moans, or some people get into more operatic sighs. Whatever feels good to you. Moving on. Tip number 8 is breathing. And this is something I feel so strongly about. I think breath is one of the most undervalued erotic tools out there. And I've been playing with the idea of actually making an erotic breathwork course because it is such a powerful tool that a lot of people don't know about. So if you're curious about that, drop us a note and let me know, and I will get on it if I hear from enough of you. But the breath is this amazing tool that works on several levels. One, it focuses your attention on your body. So if you find your mind wandering, if you get distracted during sex, try breathing, focusing on nice, deep, relaxed breath, and that will bring your attention back into your body. On another level, breathing floods your blood with fresh oxygen, which delivers that oxygen to all of your cells, and on this basic level makes all of your cells function at a higher level. It activates your body so you can feel more pleasure throughout your system. And this is an incredible tool, and I can't really describe the benefits to you if you don't try it. So next time you're getting aroused, focus on taking as big a breath as possible while staying really relaxed. We don't want you hyperventilating, but just take deep, relaxed breaths and notice the sensations in your body. A lot of people feel tingling or a buzzing sensation. People describe arousal moving throughout their body rather than staying constrained in the genitals. People feel this expansive heart energy. People describe all sorts of benefits, but they're all good and they're all powerful. So this is a strategy to try. It may sound out there or woo-woo to you, but I guarantee it will feel good if you take deeper breaths when you're getting aroused.
Breathwork is an essential component of most spiritual practices because it really effectively changes the body's chemistry and can be a pathway to achieving ecstatic states. This is something we love to talk about. It's beyond the scope of this particular podcast, but it's a surprising and simple tool to get to really fun states in the body.
Mm-hmm. Try it and let us know how it goes. Tip number 9 for the best sex ever is to really learn how to touch your lover. Hands are one of the most amazing sex toys ever invented, never need new batteries, and can deliver such a wide range of sensations to your lover's body.
And once you know how to use your hands really well, you can feel sexual confidence. And there's something so relaxing and calming about going into sexual encounters with confidence that you know the skills that could create profound pleasure and ecstasy for your lover. I think we all crave this, and taking some time and learning these skills that we don't learn anywhere else but are incredibly important for our intimate life is such a gift to yourself and to your lover. This is why we do what we do. We want people to have fun in bed, feel pleasure, feel confident. So we've created entire courses. The Foreplay Mastery course is amazing at giving you all the skills you need to master to be able to take your lover on an incredible erotic journey.
Yes. And one of the ways that this shows up is when we talk about slowing down, when we talk about building more arousal, what are you doing to fill that time? You're touching one another, you're kissing, you're rolling around, you're having fun, but ultimately so much of sex is using your hands to pleasure one another. And let's look at hand jobs, for example. A lot of women dismiss hand jobs as this juvenile sex thing, and men can do it better on their own, and why bother? But the truth is, an amazing hand job can be an incredibly orgasmic sexual experience. It can take men to higher levels of arousal than any other sex act. But you have to know how to use your hands. Your hands can create sensations you can't create with any other part of your body. And as a benefit, it's a non-penetrative sex act. And so to fill the time and to build more arousal and to play with one another and to get off script, all of these things we've been talking about, when you know how to use your hand and to take turns giving each other incredible erotic stimulation, you can really transport one another to these higher levels of arousal than you knew possible. And a hand job becomes much more than a hand job. It becomes a complete erotic experience on its own. And you can use that as part of foreplay. You can use it instead of intercourse. You can use it in addition to intercourse. But what you'll find is that there are certain sensations you can create with your hands that he'll start to crave and ask for. And the same goes for women, of course. The clitoris is the centerpiece of the female sexual system, and the best way to stimulate the clitoris and the most effective way to give women orgasms is with your hands and mouth, often the combination of the two, but your fingers are the best thing to stimulate the clitoris with. And if you know what you're doing, you can create such amazing orgasmic sensations for women using your hands. And that prepares her for intercourse, that gets her to high levels of arousal, that gives her best orgasms possible. Whew. Can you tell we're fans of using your hands? Ooh, that's a good little slogan. Fans of using your hands. Or not.
Wow.
So I think you really need to try this to believe it and to get over this idea that hands are an inferior way of stimulating one another. You'll find that they're actually the most effective tool for stimulating the sexual system for both the man and the woman.
Right. If you are interested in women's sexual pleasure, mastering how to use your hands is essential for creating pleasure and orgasm.
Non-optional.
Because one of the pleasure mechanics' golden rules of sex is to take women to high states of arousal or to have orgasms before penetrative intercourse. This means that intercourse will feel so much better for her. And the way that you do this is with your hands or your mouth. So learn how to use your hands and unlock incredible pleasure for your lady or your man.
It works both ways. Indeed. And this brings us to our 10th and final tip for your best sex ever, and that is to spend some time taking turns. Taking turns means focusing on one person giving and one person receiving, and this can switch back and forth within a sexual encounter, but a lot of the sex we have is this rolling around, I'm touching you, you're touching me, we're kind of both doing it at the same time kind of sex, which can be really fun. But it also overwhelms the system, and you're neither focusing on giving really profound touch or receiving a lot of pleasure. And when you start taking turns and one person gives and one person receives, you'll find that you can focus on both roles more fully, and you can create way more arousal by having the opportunity to just relax and receive exclusively on the sensation that your partner is giving you.
So this can look like extended foreplay, where one person is focusing exclusively on giving the other person pleasure. This can also look like experiences of erotic massage, which is also a whole experience we guide you through in our foreplay mastery course. And this is a very unusual sexual act that is not really in our cultural lexicon.
But it's amazing.
But it's amazing. And it's about including full body massage, breath, bringing your lover to amazing states of erotic pleasure by using your hands and creating a trance-like state.
Suspending your lover in this high level of arousal for as long as possible. And it's amazing and beautiful.
And it's very different than what we traditionally think of as sex, but it is a pathway to profound pleasure.
Another form of taking turns is oral sex. And this is the reason a lot of people love oral sex, because it is this opportunity where you just get to lie back and receive and focus on sensation. And you feel the generosity of your partner's attention. You feel all of their presence focused on your pleasure. And that is a profound experience. And so we encourage you, as you're having your best sex date ever, to extend the time, to prolong the arousal, build more arousal, and part of that looks like starting to take turns and just focus for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, and you can build up to these really prolonged states. But start small and see what it feels like to say, all right, now it's all about you, and I'm gonna lavish you with pleasure, and you just relax.
Lie back,
focus on deep breathing, and feel the sensations in your body. And that can be challenging for some people who don't believe themselves worthy of receiving so much attention. It can bring up some emotional issues. But once you get to the place where you can fully say, all right, here I am, do me, baby, you can start unlocking more sensation, more arousal, and better orgasms than you ever knew possible. All right.
And that is a gift.
So this has been our gift to you on the day before Valentine's Day, part three of our three-part Valentine's Day series. Part one was romance, part two was flirtation, seduction, and initiation. And this part three, 10 strategies for your best sex ever. And what we hope for you is that you put some of these techniques into practice this weekend as you're celebrating Valentine's Day, but way beyond Valentine's Day, all year round, you start activating some of these strategies to have a more romantic relationship, to feel more flirtatious and seductive, and ultimately to have the best sex of your life. And if you want more guidance in these skills, it's all included in our Foreplay Mastery course. We've been talking a lot about it. And this course offers you amazing resources that you can use year-round to have the most amazing sex you've ever had. Right now, to celebrate Valentine's Day, we're offering you 25% off the course if you go over to pleasuremechanics.com. Find the Foreplay Mastery course on the homepage and use the code Valentine. You'll get 25% off the course. You'll get lifetime access to these multimedia resources. You'll become part of the Pleasure Mechanics community, where you can ask all your questions and get support from us directly. And we'd love to have you on board so we can guide you in experiencing the best sex ever and becoming a masterful, confident lover. That is our wish for you. Happy Valentine's Day. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com and explore all that we have to offer. And we will see you there. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.